Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you amazing guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who are going to share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. You can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, I have to share with you, I have had one amazing week. I have to tell you, first of all, my first big news is that I just yesterday signed a huge deal with a global book distributor, Atlas Books Distribution, and they will be carrying my book and getting it out there all around the world. So my book Soar Above It All first this summer. It was picked for the top 12 summer pick list. Now it's going all around the world with the distribution company. And I'm also in the process of setting up some public appearances and book signings and that all around the American East Coast. So watch for my more details about that on my website, and you'll hear more details on the show about that as things come up. Okay, so that's some news. And then also more news is that I have done a lot of changes on my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. The new site just came up yesterday morning, and on there you can see videos to inspire you and lots of fun stuff. So check that out at AskSueLondon.com and let me know what you think about it. I've been really fortunate to have two great people helping me with it. And I have to just take a second and first of all say thank you, thank you, thank you to Mike Brown at Genebit Hosting and to my publicist, Trina Beckstad. You two were awesome in helping me through this process. So folks, check it out, AskSueLondon.com. Now, we have a great show tonight. And I love the topic, and I really love our guest. So let me ask you before we get started, folks, do you have a big dream or a goal that you're not making progress on? Do you often find that you leave projects undone or incomplete? Have you ever found yourself saying, I'll do it later, but later never comes, or it comes too late and at a high price? Procrastination is powerful enough to put up a wall between you and your ideal life. Overcoming procrastination is something we say we'll get around to it one of these days. But if it's keeping you stuck and getting in the way of the life you want, now's the time to take action and conquer it once and for all. So the topic today is, you've guessed it, we're going to be talking about getting things done, overcoming procrastination to create the life that you want. And my very special guest is Helen Buttigieg. We had her on a few months ago, and it was so phenomenal. You asked for her, and we brought her back. Now, for those of you that may not know Helen, let me tell you a bit about her. Helen is a certified professional organizer and life coach, and she's the founder of the president of We Organize You, and for over a decade has been dedicated to helping people make space for what matters most. Helen is best known as the host of the hit organizing show Neat, and has appeared as a guest on a variety of radio and television programs. She's a regular contributor for several publications, and she's been featured in newspapers and magazines in both Canada and the U.S. Helen's also the author of the award-winning book, Organizing Outside the Box, Conquer Clutter Using Your Natural Learning Style. I have personally worked with Helen, and I have to tell you firsthand, she is incredible. I love this girl, and for you to learn more about how she can help you, go to her website, weorganizeyou.com, and that's spelled weorganizeyou.com. So check her out. I know you're going to love her. So Helen, welcome to Get Inspired Radio again, my friend.
Thank you. It's great to be back, Sue.
I love the topic and I love you. So I'm so excited. First of all, let's share with everybody why you chose this topic for us to discuss this today.
Well, I chose this topic because I think everyone can relate. Even myself, here I am, a professional organizer specializing in time management, and I catch myself suffering from procrastination, here and there, especially when I was working on my book. But I did come up with some great strategies that I'm going to share later on in the show that actually helped me get that book done and out there. And so part of it was that, everyone can relate, but the real reason I chose it, the most important reason, is that I know it can hold people back from achieving great things. I know everyone listening has a book in them, and procrastination may just be the wall that's preventing them from getting their important message out into the world.
Yeah, it's so true. Now, folks, before we get started, many of you listening may have lots of questions that you want to ask Helen. So let me just remind you that the call-in number that you can call in at the switchboard is 800-930-2819. Again, that number is 800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through transformationtalkradio.com website. And there's an instant feedback area on there. And just ask your questions through there and I can relay them to Helen. Helen, why do people procrastinate? What do you think the reason behind that is?
Well, I think there's a lot of different reasons, but one thing that I want to make very clear, because I think it's a myth out there, is that procrastination is not laziness. And so if you're one of those people that feels guilty or has some shame around chronic procrastination, I'm here to tell you that it's not about that. It's not about laziness. What it's about is fear. And who doesn't have some kind of fear, right?
Yeah.
And so, there's a lot of different fears that are causing procrastination. Sometimes it's perfectionism, right? If we can't do it perfect, we're not going to do it at all. We're not even going to get started. So that's just one reason, and we'll cover some of the other reasons later on.
Now, you say about perfectionism. I have to share a little secret. You and I were talking about it through email earlier today. Folks, I am a very organized person, and I get things done right away. But when it comes to paperwork and administration stuff, that's another whole story, right, Helen? and I think when you said that about perfectionism, I've been filling out a lot of contracts lately and a lot of details around, details that maybe I haven't had readily with me. And I've been wanting to make sure I get the right perfect information on there. And I found I have been struggling and trying to get that done. So that's a good point when you say perfectionism, that is one of the reasons why we procrastinate.
Yeah, I mean, the fear is that somebody's going to discover that we're not, perfect.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you that, perfect is not what it's cracked up to be. And in fact, imperfect is the new perfect, right? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
We're all human. And I don't think there's anyone out there that's perfect. So why should we pretend to be? And why should we strive for something that's not achievable?
I can remember, I've been personally coached by Jack Canfield. And I can remember he'd say, okay, you are a recovering perfectionist, Sue. Mm-hmm. And I like the saying about that. I'm a recovering perfectionist. Mm-hmm. So any of you listening out there, you can use that for that term as well. I'll share that with you.
Yeah, I mean, I could totally relate. I'm a recovering perfectionist as well. And
you are,
I realize that, my new mantra is good enough is good enough. And I'm good enough. And once I gave myself permission, I was able to get the job done. And, it's funny because I would just get it done and I got such great feedback and I thought, well, it's not perfect. But then I realized that my idea of good enough very often is other people's idea of fantastic. And, yeah, and I know it's not just me. I think a lot of people out there can relate.
Yes.
I mean, and should... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And you know, if we make mistakes, well, that's all about learning, isn't it? I mean, that's part of the learning process.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you, tell people, you know, those ones out there procrastinating, how it's affecting their lives.
Well, you know, it's really important to look at what procrastination is preventing you from getting in your life.
Okay.
And so have a look at what you're procrastinating about. And very often, it could be just that you feel overwhelmed or you don't have all the information or, you know, there's that fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine if everything were to go perfectly and you had all everything you needed to be an incredible success. What mm-hmm. would your life look like?
Mm-hmm.
And the gap between those two, how your life is right now and how it would look like.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wall that procrastination is putting up and affecting our lives. It immobilizes us. It's like having an anchor, you know, attached to your ankle and you can't move forward because you're so stuck.
Yeah. And you know, you're bringing this up, folks, at the end of the show, in the last segment, I'm going to take you through a visualization taking you back 10 years, just exactly what Helen's saying. So, talk about, you know, we didn't plan this, but it's really meant to be to really emphasize that for people to understand that. Helen, we have to take a quick break. So let's go to commercial now. And when we come back, I want us to talk about, you know, what gets in the way despite our best intentions. Okay. So think about that. Okay, folks, we're going to go to a commercial and I'll be right back with my guest, Helen Buttigieg, and we're going to talk about getting things done, overcoming procrastination to create the life that you desire. As a reminder, remember, you can call in, and the number to call the switchboard is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819. And ask your questions through the TransformationTalkRadio.com website through the instant feedback area. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and today my special guest is my special friend Helen Buttigieg, and the topic today is getting things done, overcoming procrastination to create the life that you want. Now, Helen, I want to ask you this question, and then we're going to do something different, okay? We're going to bring on our producer, and you're going to work with him, okay?
Sounds good.
The question I asked you before we went to break was, what gets in the way despite our best intentions? Do you want to answer that?
Absolutely. You know, there's a war inside of us very often. For example, when we're losing weight, we still want that piece of cake, right?
Yeah.
It's that push and pull that's going on. And very often, procrastination is no different. There are root causes where there's some kind of payoff. We're getting something from doing it.
Okay.
And so that gets in the way of our best intentions.
Okay, so now saying that, let's bring on Chris, our producer, and maybe Chris can tell you why he procrastinates and how about you work with him to give an example to everyone listening on how you can shift this. Sound good?
All right.
Okay, welcome, Chris.
Well, thank you very much, Sue.
Hi there,
and I appreciate you having me on. And well, I would say I procrastinate, as I was saying off the air during the break, with just about everything, but one of the biggest areas is with business. And an example would be an advertiser, a client of the radio station. Let's say they're having an event in 2 weeks, and I think it would be a great idea for them to promote that event and spend some money on the radio station. You know, that's, we need the business here. That'd be good for us. And at the same time, it would be good for them to promote it. Now, the proper way to do it in a sales 101 book would be go see them right away. But in my head, I procrastinate, and there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one is I feel like, well, maybe they'd be more apt to buy if I go in 2 weeks, and I don't think I'm in the right frame of mind to sell them this advertising today. Maybe I can do better in 2 weeks, you know, and do it at the last minute when I'm under pressure, under the gun. And sometimes I feel like I can get things better under the gun. And sometimes it can work to my advantage because when I go see them at the last minute, I have a certain amount of pressure. It's like, I don't want to use the word pressure. Maybe like I have my own internal boss overwatching me saying, make sure you get this done today, Chris. And I feel like there's more of a sense of urgency that I have to get it done. And just to digress a little bit, that actually started, believe it or not, in elementary school. And I know you didn't think I was going to go here, Sue, off the air, but with a science fair project in the sixth grade, I'll never forget it. And Mary Richardson was my sixth grade teacher, and she listens to the radio station. So she's probably listening right now. And she said in the fall, in September and October, we have a science fair. Everybody's going to have different days that they're going to have to do their science fair project. My day was May 9th. And the whole winter went by. All of the other students were preparing ahead of time. They knew what they were going to do. May 8th came around, and guess what? 12 o'clock noon, May 8th, Chris did not have a science fair project. But I didn't tell anybody. And Mary, the teacher, I called her Miss Richardson back then, obviously. Yeah. I said, and she said, Chris, so you're tomorrow. Aren't you excited? And I said, oh, yeah, great. And I pretended I knew what I was doing and everything. And the whole winter went by, and I didn't know what I was doing. And then later that night, I just had this this vision in my head, and I remember my father taught me how air pressure worked. You know how you fill a glass up with water and you put an index card and then you can flip it over and the index card stays on there, or how you can poke a hole with a straw through a potato using air pressure. And my father taught me that. I said, oh, wow, that would be a great idea. So at the last minute, I drew this diagram with magic marker at 10 o'clock at night, the night before. I went in the next day. I did my presentation, and because I've always liked oral speaking, I got an A-.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now, Chris, we have to tell every child listening, do not use Chris as the example for doing homework.
Absolutely not. You are right, Sue.
Holy smokes.
So, Chris, can I ask you, what do you think, and that's a great story, by the way. Thanks for sharing.
No problem.
What do you think your payoff was back then when you did your science project?
You know,
leaving it to the last minute.
You know, I have to say, this would be good advice for the children listening, is I don't think there was a payoff, because there was a lot of nervousness. Like, I thought I was going to get an F, and I was just very lucky, very fortunate, and I was also very fortunate that Mary Richardson liked me, that I was able to get an A-. But that could have gone either way. I mean, that was a last-minute project. There was a lot of risk there, and I think the only...
Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do you thrive on risk?
I guess the way I've lived my life thus far, even though I don't admit it, I think deep within, I think I do thrive on it.
Okay. And so your payoff is the adrenaline that you get by leaving it to the last minute.
There you go.
What do you think? Does that make sense?
Now I never thought of it that way. Absolutely.
You just might be an adrenaline junkie.
I guess so.
But don't worry. I'm sure there's a rehab for that.
Well, no. I remember. Here's a good example. The very first day, you know, Sue London was on the air, it's a minute before 6 o'clock. Well, on the producer side of things, I know Sue's nervous on her own end, but talk about adrenaline. But I remember that very first show, and I look back on it now, and I have a good memory of that. So in my head, it was a lot of fun to me, even though it might have been nervous at the time. But now I look back on it and I said, boy, that was a lot of fun. It was a challenge, but that's what made it more exciting.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And that excitement, that adrenaline rush is, you know, what you're getting out of it. That's part of the reason why you're procrastinating, is that you're getting something from it. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it. There's always some kind of a payoff for everything that we do. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it.
That's interesting.
So, how is that helping him with business in his life? It's not really helping him, right, Helen?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Procrastination can sometimes be helpful, okay?
Okay.
The where it gets tricky is when there's a lot of things that someone is juggling and they're dropping the balls, okay? So that's where it gets in the way. But there's a certain part of the population, entrepreneurs especially, in the Myers-Briggs, for anyone that's familiar with that personality test, they're called perceivers. They like flexibility, and they're very adaptable. So they procrastinate because they want to stay open to whatever happens, and they want to appear loose and casual, and they approach work more as play, right? And they work in bursts of energy, right? So they're actually stimulated by an oncoming deadline. Right? It's this adrenaline we've talked about. So there is a certain personality type that procrastinates more than others. And, you know, eventually, though, it can catch up where you're needing to say, I'm sorry, I can't take on that great opportunity because I have all this other stuff that I've left to the last minute, and I'm starting to drop some balls. So there needs to be a balance there. Does that make sense, Chris? Are you still there? Does that make sense at all to you?
Yes, it makes sense, but I never would have thought of it that way, though. This is new for me.
Wow. So, Chris, do you find you drop balls like what she's talking about?
Yes. Well, now I realize it. I didn't realize it before, but I would definitely say I do. And I guess I also realize that I thrive on the adrenaline rush, which I never knew I did. You know, I could never explain why I did it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I think, you know, part of you will continue to do it to some extent. And that's okay if there's some balance as well. And so we're going to talk later about some strategies that you can bring in where you're going to have some situations where you can get that adrenaline rush and leave it to the last minute, maybe on things that aren't as important.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll give you some strategies on how to avoid procrastinating on the things that are important so that, you know, you're not dropping any balls and that you are grasping those opportunities that are going to move you forward in life and give you what you want.
Now, okay, so saying that now, Helen, what would you say would be something that Chris can do to change to break that habit? What do you feel? Like my thinking is, Chris, go do some sports. Get your adrenaline rush from that.
Well, one thing that works great is the 15-minute brain trick, and this works for everyone.
Okay.
If there's something important that you're procrastinating on, decide that you're going to spend just 15 minutes on it and set the timer. Okay, and so the great thing is you're working with this timer so that you're going to get a little bit of the pressure, right,
mm-hmm.
of getting it, see how much you can get done in 15 minutes. And the wonderful thing with that brain trick and the reason it's a trick is that after 15 minutes, you may find yourself absorbed into it and the momentum is picking up and you might do 20, 30, 40 minutes. And so you're going to get a good chunk of it done. And you're still feeling that adrenaline rush because you're beating the clock. How much can you get done in 15 minutes?
Yeah, interesting. Now, could you do that, Chris?
Yes, and I like the idea of doing it with something that might not be as important, but still I can get that adrenaline rush. The only thing is, I don't mean to play a devil's advocate here, but as far as maybe doing it with something that's not important, if my brain knows that it's not as important, then the adrenaline level sometimes would probably go down, I would imagine.
Ah, good point. Yeah, but if you have five real important things, then maybe you could choose the least important one of those.
True. But we'll have to put this one to the test.
Yes. Very interesting. Maybe, Helen, you need to fly down to Rhode Island and spend some time with this man. Maybe that's the answer.
You know what? Just try some of these tricks that we're going to talk about. And maybe when you see that there is a big difference in how much you can take on, maybe you're going to be willing to procrastinate a little less. You're not going to change who you are, and you don't need to, because I think, you know, entrepreneurs are wonderful. They make the world go round, and it's that risk taker in them that allows us to enjoy the innovations that are, you know, driving our world right now. And so, you know, I'm not saying that you need to change who you are. I'm just saying that bringing some of these new structures in place that will help you do even more.
And before you go to the break, people tell me that it's the Aries in me.
Oh, you're an Aries. Two of my daughters are Aries. Now it makes sense, my friend.
Another show, right?
Yes.
Exactly. Now, on that thought, let's go to a break, and then when we come back, Helen, let's talk about how we can motivate ourselves to get some things done for Chris's benefit, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. When we come back, Helen is going to give some more tips on how you can overcome procrastination. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back, and it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Boy, are we having fun here today, folks. I have my special friend Helen Buttigieg here, and we're talking about getting things done, overcoming procrastination to create the life that you want. Now, before the break, we were talking to our producer, Chris, and he was sharing, you know, what he procrastinates about. So, Helen, can you share with the listeners, you know, what are some ways that they can motivate themselves to get some things done?
You know, the best way to motivate yourself for anything is you need to want that thing more than the payoff of not getting it. So, for example, for Chris, I would ask him, what do you want more than that adrenaline rush that you're getting, the payoff, right? What do you want for other people who, you know, are procrastinating because they want to avoid fear of rejection or fear of failure? I would say, what do you want more than that feeling of being safe, feeling safe? So if you have that burning desire for something really important, you will overcome the procrastination. But sometimes it takes a little bit of peeling the onion to really determine what that thing is. So, for example, somebody might say, well, I want to do this project because I want to make money. Well, that's not powerful enough, because I would dig deeper and say, well, what would you do with that money? And then we get to the core of what's really going to motivate you to overcome the procrastination and to face that fear and to, you know, let go of that perfectionism.
Okay. Now, we heard, you know, Chris was saying that he doesn't know the decisions in that to make. How can people overcome analysis paralysis and make decisions easily? I used to have this problem until I started going within. And then I started listening to my, you know, my inner guidance. But what do you say?
Yeah. So very often people won't make a decision because they want to stay flexible. You know, they want to be open to new information. So I'm going to suggest that you accept that you put off decisions to keep your options open. And know when and for how long you can do that without negative consequences. So you can go ahead and put off that decision for a little while, but give yourself a cutoff date. Otherwise, you're putting it off indefinitely, and that's when you get stuck and you get that analysis paralysis.
Oh, okay.
So there's got to be sort of, we're never going to have all the information. You know, sometimes I watch people who plan a trip, for example, and now with the internet, it's great. You can go on TripAdvisor and you can read everyone's comments about different locations and hotels, and you can spend months doing that.
Yeah.
Or you can say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to give myself 2 hours to do this. I'm going to get as much information as I can, And then by tomorrow morning, I'm going to make a decision. And it may not be perfect, and I may make a mistake, but at least I'm not going to put off that trip indefinitely because I'm stuck analyzing.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good point because I know, you know, when my husband Ross and I, when we're going down to the States, you know, we're doing some traveling, and we've got our route planned and that, and we can get on the looking for the hotels and that, and we could spend hours, but we will limit ourselves, and we'll say, okay, this is the amount of time we're going to spend. Whatever comes up in that time, we're going to take one of those because, you know, again, setting a limit, you know, goals and that, that's important, and we do that too. Now, you talked about procrastination serving us positive, eh? Do you want to touch on that one?
let me expand on that. So there's such a thing called purposeful procrastination.
Okay.
So sometimes procrastination is a sign that the timing is wrong or the task doesn't need to be done at all.
Okay.
Right? So it's our inner guidance that's causing us to procrastinate.
Okay.
Now, you can't use this as an excuse all the time, but I think deep down you can ask yourself, does this thing that I'm procrastinating on, this task, bring me closer to my goal? Does it align with my purpose? Because maybe it doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. Procrastination serves you in a positive way to let you know maybe you're off track and you need to take a different path, or sometimes the timing is not quite right and things need to percolate. Maybe, you know, you're not going to make a decision because tomorrow something major is going to happen and the decision will be made for you. And you have sort of that inner knowing that's causing you to procrastinate.
Yeah, now.
Okay? And I say that not to use it as an excuse because, I mean, if you're finding this is always the case, you know, that you're procrastinating, you're telling yourself it's purposeful. Well, maybe it's not always purposeful, but sometimes it is.
And if you're any of my family members listening right now, that will cut in my house, so you know, okay, guys. Now, could you have a strategy for teenagers putting laundry away?
Yeah, strategy for teenagers putting laundry away. Okay, I'll tell you what I use, what I did in my house.
How about cleaning the rooms even, you know?
Yeah, well, when it comes to cleaning the rooms, you know, if you want to save the relationship, closing the door usually works really great when they're teenagers.
That's what's happening right
with
now
the
in our
clothes,
house.
Yeah. With the clothes, what we did was that we had a laundry hamper for each girl. I have two girls when they were teenagers. They're in their 20s now.
Yeah.
And that's where the clean laundry would go, and it would be placed in their room. Uh-huh. And if that wasn't emptied by the next laundry day, their laundry wouldn't get done because I'd say, well, I have nowhere to put the clean laundry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
What we do in our house is we only have one home now, and she does her laundry herself, and she washes it, but then she throws it on her floor, and you can't open the door. So I've made the decision shutting the door because I don't want to see that. But
you know, sometimes teens go through these phases where for quite a few reasons they want to have chaos in their homes. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but, you know, it's a stage that sometimes teenagers have to go through, and there's a lot of psychological babble around it. That's a whole other show.
Oh, exactly. We do have a Feng Shui show coming up. We are discussing that then, too, Helen.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, we're covering that part. So, yeah, now, gosh, we're almost out of time. This show has gone so fast. I just love having you on the show. Tell everyone again, what's your website? I want everyone to check you out and get your book.
My website is WeOrganizeYou, and that's the letter U.com.
Okay. And what's coming up for you? You got lots going on?
I have lots going on. One thing that I wanted to share with the listeners is that I have a teleclass coming up on time management. So for those of you who've been procrastinating and finding that you're losing control of your time, this is a great teleclass. And it's perfect because just like you're listening to this radio show, you can just listen in, you can participate. If you go to my website, weorganizeyou.com, and just click the right-hand side, you'll see a photo of a woman with a headset, and it says teleclass.
Okay.
Just go there, and it has all the information. It's called Make Time for What Matters Most.
Okay.
And I will give you all kinds of strategies on juggling competing demands, creating a daily schedule to achieve your goals, finding out what your biggest time gobblers are and how to manage them. And also we'll touch on email as well, because I know that's a big time waste for people.
Yes.
And, you know, we need to address that. We need to take control of that and how to control us.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. I know for me, I used to sit and I wouldn't do anything until I've answered all my email. Well, you get 200, 300 emails a day. That really takes up a lot of time, and I only allow so much time each day for my schedule.
And, you know, I'll just...
I'm glad you're doing that.
I'm going to sneak in a tip on email for those who are listening. Of course, we'll expand on this during the teleclass, but one tip I can give you is don't check your email first thing in the morning.
Really?
Because it'll pull you away from your plan for the day. You know, it's not just reading the emails, it's taking the actions involved, and so it's very time consuming. I would say go into your office, or you know, if you don't have an office and you're even just, you know, running your household, before you check your email, take care of that one thing that needs to get done that day, your priority task. Take an hour, do it, and then go check the email. Because once you go, we're going to lose you in that bottomless pit. Before you know it, 2 or 3 hours have passed.
Now, do you find a certain time of the day you answer your email?
I don't have that much structure because I work from home and I can adjust my schedule based on what's going on that particular day.
Okay.
But I definitely have cut back on checking it every few minutes, and I've turned off the auto responder the auto notice that I've got an email, because that used to distract me.
Yeah, that's a good
point. So I just check it a couple of times a day, and it works.
Oh, good
for you. If something's really urgent, someone will call you. Don't worry.
Yeah, and that's what I find as well. You're such an inspiration, my friend. I just love you, and you're so organized. Everyone, I can tell you, she is truly an organized person. And I think I mentioned in the beginning of the show, I've had Helen come to my office and work with me, and I love her because she's on the ball, she's organized, and after the show, Chris will have to bring you down to Rhode Island to get you in his office, because I can just imagine what his office is like.
We can work on Skype, Chris. Don't worry. I'll save you the airfare.
Now.
I love you, Chris, honestly.
I love you, too.
So, Helen, in about 30 seconds, what inspirational message would you like to leave with our listeners? No pressure.
Well, the one thing I want to say is that life is short. And so make time for the things that matter. And at the end of the day, you're going to feel so much better and more fulfilled. And I think everyone around you will feel better as well.
That's well said. Everyone, make sure that you check out Helen, check out her website. We Organize You. Phenomenal girl. She's got a great book. Her class is coming up. Check them out. Helen, thank you so much for being on the show today. I love you, my friend, and thank you everything that you're doing. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to take you through a process that's going to help you create the life that you desire. So stay tuned, folks.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Get inspired. create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Wasn't Helen phenomenal? I just love her, folks. Make sure you check out her website, We Organize You. Just absolutely an inspiration for everybody. Now, I want to share something with you on this part of the show. Last week, I was interviewed on a radio show called Dare to Dream, and the host was Deborah Dashinger. And to listen to that interview that we did, you can link to it through my fan page on Facebook. So you can get to it through my website, AskSueLondon.com. During the show, Deborah took us through a visualization that was absolutely incredibly powerful. And for me, I even had a real aha moment. So I thought what we would do now is I'm going to share that visualization with you, take you through it so that, you know, for you to look back, because today we talked about, you know, going back, looking back where you were 10 years ago. And this is what we're going to do right now. So if you're driving in your car listening to this, the show, please do not close your eyes and do the visualization. You can listen to the archive show or just take notes in your mind, and then you can do it after. But everyone else at home listening, go through this with us. So the technique is called observing your past to see how you're doing today. So here's the quick visualization. What I'm going to get you to do is take a deep breath and let it out. And you're going to do that a couple more times, okay? In through your nose, out through your mouth. Good job. Three times in total for me, okay? Okay. Now, regardless of where you are and what's going on in your life now, I want you to breathe in, and upon your breathe out, let's go back 10 years. Imagine you are sending your now self back one decade, taking all of who you are and what you know today back 10 years ago. Spend a few minutes observing yourself then. What were you like? What were you doing? Where were you at physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally? Make note of where you lived, the relationship you were in, and how much money that you made. Observing your past self, think about how much you changed, how much you've learned, grown, and how far you've come. Have you evolved in the past 10 years? Have you survived changes and perceived crises, challenges, and obstacles? Back then, your situations seemed insurmountable, didn't they? And look at where you are now. What wisdom can you impart to the old you? OK, Okay, now what I want you to do is, can you see a through line that any pain or difficulty that you experienced then actually shaped and made you who you are today? Is it possible that going back can instill a feeling of magic and miracle over the amount of awareness that you contain today? And in the midst of that, can you feel some faith? Okay, now in your visualization, come back to today. Then I want you to fast forward 10 years. Now, with your current intention to create and evolve, can you imagine where you will be physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally? However, you may be going through some challenges in your today, can you shift your perception to open into the possibilities that your current challenges are offering you the opportunities to grow into what you want to be, who you want to be, and will assist you to overcome and grow into who you will be in 10 years. I want you to allow your future self, who is already everything you want to be today, to observe you now. And allow that loving future self to give you some advice and tips. I want you to take a few seconds here now. And I just want you to breathe, and I want you to listen to what your future self is saying to you. What advice are you giving yourself, and what tips? Perception is everything, folks. Okay. Now, what I want you to do is, when you're complete, wiggle your fingers and your toes, and breathe and come back out of the visualization. You can use this visualization, folks, any time that you feel overwhelmed, uncertain, lost, or fearful. The future self knows and is already filled with faith and trust because you're what got them where they are in their today. Surrender and let go. Right now. It's all okay. Isn't that such an amazing process? I'm really interested to know, as you did this process, what happened for you. So make sure that you email me and share, you know, what happened for you. Email me at sue@asksuelondon.com. Now, what happened for me was really amazing because I was, you know, the guest on this show and we were going through this process, and I started going back, and ironically, the day that we did this was on September 11th. And we were going through this, remember 9/11 back 10 years ago, when that tragedy hit in New York and Washington and Pennsylvania, I was walking through the doors of a Toastmasters club for the first time. And I can remember walking through, and I was so full of fear, and I was scared of being in the center of attention, and, you know, how was I going to get all through this? And, you know, the what ifs and the worrying and what if I make mistakes and the fear of failing, the whole bit. So when I look back now, here I am 10 years later, and I'm hosting my own show, and I'm speaking in front of, you know, thousands of people at a time. It's just been such an aha moment for me to show me personally how far I came. So, you know, you can go back to the archive show and I'll take you through the process again and have some fun with it. But let me know how it is for you. Now, folks, I've personally gone through illness and disease and divorce, near death, and I was given 30 minutes to live in my life. Not only did I survive, heal, and move forward, but I soared above it all, and I created a wonderful new life that I desire. I've taken all my past challenges, and I've turned them into a successful career of helping others to create the life that they desire through my radio show, speaking events, coaching, and my books. And I'm here to help you get there also. Visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, and learn how I can help you. And I'm also a motivational speaker and available to come to your area to inspire your group. And so you can connect with me through my website at AskSueLondon.com. We have had a phenomenal show today. I hope that you take the tools and the techniques that Helen gave you and grow with them and start getting things done in your life. I want to thank my special guest, Helen Buttigieg, for giving us those tools. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my special guest is Dawn James, and the topic is Consciously Living, Consciously Loving. On behalf of my guest, Helen Buttigieg, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.